Hi, friends, and welcome to Joys Now, the podcast where we take a psychologically minded look at life. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson Schaefer, psychotherapist, consultant, and resident psych enthusiast. Joys Now is sponsored by listeners like you. Visit patreon.com/LisaAndersonSchaefer to join the community and become an ongoing patron of the podcast. A special thanks to my Joy patrons, along with my sweet affiliate friends at Osea, the makers of clean seaweed skincare. Save 10% on your Osea purchase with code JOYISNOW10. Why Evergreen is Gold, Psychology and the Beginner. When I started to think about a year-end episode for Joy, I found the whole exercise to be quite daunting. And also, fuck off. I mean, can we all agree that just surviving is enough right now? Do we have to put ourselves through the task of reevaluation right now this second? Not to mention to do so at a time of year that for all intents and purposes is like the worst possible time to do it. Yeah, let's reevaluate our life right after a major string of holidays that are real fucking triggering for a lot of us. It's kind of hilarious, actually. If we look at the facts, the new year is the worst time to put ourselves through this gauntlet of aspirational self-discovery. I wouldn't wish that emotional torment on my most worthy adversary. In my house, between October and New Year's, we celebrate multiple Scorpio birthdays, as if that wasn't enough, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and Christmas. The quick turnover of themed signage decor alone is enough to cause vertigo. Not to mention the fist-pumping adrenaline rush reality of fulfilling holiday orders for my product-based business in Q4. All fun and worthy of an 80s work song montage, but the kind of fun that involves intense planning and a lot of work. To be honest, come New Year's, my only goal is to be left the fuck alone with some luxury skincare products. So if you are out there thinking you need to have a plan for 2022, or a word, don't you just love those? Or a theme, a manifestation, an organizational system, on and on. Okay, great. Goals are good. They're really good. Write those down and maybe look at them again in a month or so when you don't feel so vulnerable. It's by design to keep us spending and feeling unworthy after a major holiday that keeps us spending and feeling unworthy. It is put upon us. Your goals are not an emergency. They can wait until you shake off the end of 2021. Take a deep breath. Here, we can do it together. I read the following on a skateboarding account on IG last week. It's a quote by German philosopher Meister Eckhart, and it goes like this. Be willing to be a beginner every single morning. This stopped me in my tracks. That's big. Really big. I mean, what if? So many things. First, I love the idea of willingness. It alludes to the fact that being a beginner, embracing that perspective, is an action. An agreement to be green, new, unknowing, to start, and also that it's hard. Beginnings are exciting, but also require a lot of work. We must push through all the doubt, our shadow, our past, to have faith that the discomfort of this beginning will yield something good. In a sense, this agreement is an act of faith, and for it to be one that we recognize as possible every single day, that's awe. To acknowledge that just yesterday is the past, now fixed, but now, right now, we can be new at something, anything, and to guess that we have the capacity to be humble and be in a space of not knowing, sometimes surrounded by a lot of people who are knowing, or at least knowing just a little bit more than us. It made sense to me that this quote appeared in a skateboarding space. The act of being a beginner every morning is a promise realized through skateboarding. It took me a while to understand that skateboarding is being, not doing. Those four wheels always keep you a beginner. There is no full mastery, even for the masters. But we do it anyway. We make the agreement that it is worth the discomfort of always being a beginner because it is simply the most fun one can have. And maybe that's the whole point. But you don't get to the other side of that equation without trying. Something, anything. Curiosity is the catalyst that enables the analysis of the equation. Is this more fun, helpful, enlightening, liberating, inspiring than the discomfort that comes with being a beginner? My personal experience points to that answer almost always being yes. So instead of a word or a challenge or a brand new something or other that we hope will satisfy in the new year, what if we just decide to be a beginner at everything or at just one thing? Maybe it's being beginner at having hope or learning to run, trying out a pogo stick, speaking Arabic, or getting sober. Being a better listener, asking for what we need, scratch that, asking for what we want. Tending to a garden or baking bread. Maybe we decide that being a beginner at surviving a pandemic is a fine place to start. In 2022, let's gift ourselves the spark of curiosity and grace ourselves the leeway of being green. But let's do it in like March instead of January, okay? Happy 2022. Thank you for being here. This has been Joy Is Now with me, Lisa Anderson Schaefer, LMFT. You can find me for hire at lisaandersonschaefer.com and patronage support for this podcast and the These Three Things project at patreon.com/lisaandersonschaefer. You can also follow along with my musings at Lisa Anderson Schaefer on Instagram. I'd love it if you shared Joy with friends and introduced others to Joy with a 5-star rave review on Apple Podcasts. It's quick and easy and feels like a sweet virtual high five. See you next time.